Fox Sports Knoxville. Talk Sports. John Reed, Cody McClure, we out here. Knoxville, stand up, it's me, Cody, and John Reed. Orange blood is what we bleed, we give our all for Tennessee. And don't forget about Ben Lee, turning up from 12 to 3. Best show in Knox 10, from Magnolia to Fox 10. Sports news in real time, here at first on Talk Sports. Took your girl to Calhoun's, then stayed at the Waldorf. NBA trade deadline, hot takes and headlines. Hot takes and hot takes and hot takes and headlines. Talk Sports. Talk Sports.
Hour three, talk, kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Talk. Let's kick it off with headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
A UT professor says Chernobyl will not happen in East Tennessee.
Yeah!
Someone tagged the freezing cold takes account on
that
one. Chernobyl will not happen here. Well, absolutely not.
I mean, we could have an explosion, but I think what he's saying is we'll be smart enough not to hang around.
Yeah.
Like, they all, like, hung around, and the government was like, hey, everything's fine, stay here.
They didn't really know at the time.
Or they knew and just didn't really care.
If they need heroes for this one, like they did in Chernobyl, you know, where the guys had to go in and they're like, yeah, you're going to die, but you'll save hundreds of thousands. If they need heroes here, I am not going to sign up for that. I am leaving town. I'll be out of here quicker than you can say anything.
Well, it took you a while to say that, so I wasn't that quick.
I didn't
quick.
Know which word. I'll be out quicker than you can say Chernobyl. Hopefully it doesn't happen. But anyway, I don't know. Apparently WBIR or somebody, they interviewed a UT professor, and he said that it won't ever happen here.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't go on record with that.
Lewis Hamilton made history yesterday at the British Grand Prix. The reigning champion became the first person to win the British Grand Prix 6 times. Lewis Hamilton, legendary F1 driver. You've heard of him, I'm mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. Haven't you? You okay? Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, he won the British Grand Prix yesterday. I won't tell you who won the NASCAR race.
No need to. I'm already counting my winnings. Cam gave us that winner.
He did?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out tomorrow what happened.
I'm already counting my checks. Count my Skrilla. I don't know, I'm just kidding. I didn't bet on it. I should have.
You didn't bet?
Apparently had 25-1 odds and Cam gave us the winner.
Really?
Yeah, it could have been $2,500 in our pockets if we bet 100. We should have done that as a show.
Wow.
Now we're going to bet on next week's winner and we're going to lose.
Ryan Howard retired.
It's not bad. Cam's given us, what, 2 winners in, like, 7 weeks, basically?
That's not bad.
That's pretty good, especially when one's 25-1. So, I mean, if you didn't give us another winner for another 18 weeks, you'd still be, even.
Who won?
Just counting that race. One of the Bush brothers, Kurt.
Kurt. He really won?
After getting screwed the week before, right? He was the one that got screwed the week before. Then it was kind of cool, though. I don't know if you saw the last clip. It was at the very end. It was him versus Kyle on the back on the last lap.
Ugh.
And they traded leads like twice. Like, it was pretty cool.
I hate those guys.
Well, they finished first and second.
I wish they would have both wrecked each other into the stands.
I'm sure the guy who finished third place also was hoping that, too. Like, please wreck, please wreck.
Them rowdy Bush brothers, they'll wreck. NASCAR drivers don't talk like that.
I was
going to
say, that seems like a 1980s, 1990s NASCAR driver, not a 2019 NASCAR driver.
Make NASCAR great again. Ryan Howard. Retired from the Phillies, the former first baseman was honored with a pregame celebration Sunday as he officially retired from the Phillies. The Undertaker returned to action alongside Roman Reigns at Extreme Rules. The Undertaker partnered with Reigns against Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre in a tag team match at Extreme Rules.
We're going to get Undertaker. You know what? First of all, hey, shout out to the Undertaker. He did not look good a couple of a month or so ago when he fought Goldberg. They both looked awful. That was probably more Goldberg's fault, and maybe Goldberg had a concussion. I don't know. That was the report. But The Undertaker wanted to prove he had something left in the tank. And you know what? Damn it, he did. He looked pretty good. And now I guess we're going to get Undertaker versus Drew McIntyre at SummerSlam. Keeping up with the wrestling headlines, Brock Lesnar cashed in. He's a champ again.
Mm-hmm.
Cashed in on Seth Rollins. Apparently WWE's asking Ronda Rousey, please come back early. We need some star power. Please. And tonight officially begins the Paul Heyman takeover on Raw, and we'll get Eric Bischoff on Tuesday. Pretty good pay-per-view last night. I enjoyed it.
Phil Mickelson is fasting.
And then I watched a lot of the – I watched the whole after the show, they did a Dave Bautista, like, kind of kind of documentary. It was cool, too. Shout out to Dave Bautista. Kind of want to go see that Stuber movie. You seen commercials for it? Eh, it's not really your style.
Stuber?
Oh, it might be. I don't know why it's called Stuber, but it's about an Uber driver.
Like a stupid Uber driver?
Maybe, but I don't think they're trying to make him dumb. I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen the movie. Maybe that's what they're going for, but it's about an Uber driver. He picks up this guy who's a cop who's trying to do some police business, so yeah, he gets caught doing the mission with him.
Sounds interesting.
Shout out to Dave Bautista, though.
Phil Mickelson is fasting. He's taken drastic action in regard to his poor play of late. He's been fasting for 6 days. He's lost 15 pounds. He went on a 6-day fast that included just water and a special coffee blend for wellness, as well as a brief retreat. I don't think I could do that.
Not eat for 6 days?
Nothing but water for 6 days and a special blend coffee for wellness. But still.
I mean, that'd be pretty tough.
I don't think I could do it. Do you think you could do it?
If I had to.
I don't know if I could.
Like if someone's like, I'll give you $1 million afterwards, I could do it, but.
Well, then you'd have to do it, yeah.
But, I mean, just to do it, to say I did it, I don't see the point.
I did, like.
That doesn't seem like healthy weight loss. I don't know.
I did, like, a juice cleanse one time, and I made it about 4 days.
That's good.
Nothing but juices and water.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon water and, you know, juices. Like.
Was this recently?
No, I've done it a couple times. I haven't
never all the way through.
I haven't. Well, I mean, 4 days. I haven't done it in probably a year or more. It's not bad though. There's some juices that are pretty good. If you mix up kale with apple and a little bit of ginger and lemon, it's good. Maybe a little carrot. Although that makes it kind of brown.
Okay.
If you just go kale, apple,
yeah, I'm over it. I don't want to hear any more about this.
You never tried it?
Not enough. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Or you could go
I'm done.
Like beets and carrots?
Done hearing about it.
Why are you against juices?
Why am I against juices?
Yeah.
I'm not against juices. I'm against hearing you talk about it.
Why don't you want to hear about my juicing?
It's just not something I'm particularly interested with.
Maybe other people are.
Perhaps.
I was in the wrong places. And
cameraman last night on WWE was getting a little... Up. Look at this. It's not really PG.
That's more like the old days
That's
of
more
WWE.
Like the old days.
Taylor Swift penned a scathing Tumblr post Sunday about Big Machine's sale of the masters of her first six albums.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
Scooter
this.
Braun. Who she accuses of subjecting her to years of bullying. Kelly Clarkson said, just a thought, you should go in and re-record all the songs that you don't own the masters on exactly how you did them, but put brand new art and some kind of incentive so fans will no longer buy the old versions.
That's what JoJo did.
It's a good idea from Kelly Clarkson.
That's what JoJo did. You know who JoJo is? Get out, leave right now.
It's the end of
She was in a similar situation. They couldn't put any of her music on Spotify. She didn't get on the royalties to it or whatever, so she went back now, like years later, and just re-recorded all the songs. Say, cool, you're mine now. Don't buy that version, buy this version.
It worked out okay.
So, I mean, Taylor Swift, six albums seems like a lot to have to go back and do, but she says she hates this guy who bought the rights to her music, so, you know, maybe that's worth it for her. That would be awful to not own the rights to your music, but not only not, you know, not own the rights to your music, have somebody you hate that, as she said, made her life hell own the rights to her music. That would be tough.
The New Jersey Devils mascot broke through a glass window at a kid's birthday party over the weekend.
Okay.
You know, the Devils, the hockey team, the New Jersey Devils.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their mascot, for some reason, was attending a kid's birthday party. Like, you know, one of those where they all gather at, like, a fast food place or something. And, you know, all the kids are there. Anyway, the New Jersey Devils mascot, for some reason, decided to run through a glass window pane at the kid's birthday party. I guess he was trying to, like, run and act like he was, I don't know what he was doing. But he just ran straight through the glass and shattered the glass inside the restaurant. I don't know if anyone has checked on him since.
Okay.
Okay.
I was really sad Bray Wyatt didn't show up at the pay-per-view last night.
Henry Teotihuacan is not leaving, according to David Uber.
What a weird story that came out of nowhere yesterday. Should we talk about that next? Did you see this story at all?
Yeah.
We'll see if we can find anything interesting to talk about it. Got to kill a segment before we get to winners and losers. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Cody, hit me with the 2020 update. Saw people freaking out about this over the weekend.
Nah, just apparently he's not leaving Tennessee.
Was he ever leaving Tennessee? Like, I didn't realize that was an issue. And then I saw people freaking out, and then like, okay, no. Then you got the update by David Ubben of The Athletic. It's like, no, he's not going anywhere. And I'm like, well, when was this a thing? Do you have an update of like when this was a thing or what, when this became a thing?
Apparently, I don't know. Let me see if I can.
Well, you said you had a story on it. What's the story?
Well, I just had the headline. I didn't really. Apparently, there was some stuff with some tweets. Say he was liking tweets of Washington, the Washington Huskies. He's just going on Twitter liking stuff, and I don't know why.
Okay, great story.
I mean, there's really no story. It was just kind of a weird thing. People thought he was leaving.
So he was tweeting about being homesick or something? I mean, he's from the West Coast, right?
Yeah, people thought he was going to Washington.
So he's from the West Coast and was, I guess, liking tweets about, like, the Huskies and such?
He was, yes.
And that was the big deal?
Yes. People made a big deal about
that. And I guess he had a tweet about praying on whether or not this was a good decision. Is there something else to that too? Okay, well, good story from you. I'm glad we said we could talk about this for a segment.
I mean, I don't know. I thought maybe you had something else.
I mean, I saw everyone freaking out about this, but I didn't really know the entire story of it.
I kind of just assumed that you had it. All I saw was the tweet from David and that he was liking Washington stuff.
I saw where Moose came out and tweeted that, you know, everyone's overreacting.
I guess on July 13th he said, hard? Yes. Worth it. Praying on it. Which, who knows what the hell that means.
Oh, that was all the tweet was? It wasn't like a quote tweet or talking about Tennessee football? It was just, that was literally just the tweet?
It said, hard? Question mark? Yes. Worth it. Praying on it. Which, that could be anything.
I mean, that's just anything in life.
Yeah, like that could be a text message that you send. Hard? Yes. Worth it. Praying on it.
No, I mean, I will say he's probably talking about football.
Who knows? Who knows what it is?
And I guess he liked the tweet about the transfer portal.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's stupid. It's stupid. These people on Twitter, they just freak out about all this stupid, ignorant, you know, who cares?
What are you two giggling about over here?
Who, those two?
Yeah.
Parker DM'd me and Cam and was like, can one of y'all let me in whenever you get a chance? And then Cam went to go let him in, opened the door, looked around, and was like, bro, he's not even out there. And then like he just texted us again and was like, am I invisible to you?
Okay, well.
So I guess, I mean, like, if Parker is a serial killer, he's pretty good at hiding.
Well, that's good.
He can get away.
He was probably hiding behind the trash can to see if Cam would be able to find him, and the answer is no. So, Cam, good luck going out to your car tonight when you get back to your apartment.
Oh, God.
Good luck walking into your apartment without being able to spy him.
It was just funny. Like, he didn't even, like, try to knock. Like, usually when he knocks, like, we hear him, and, like, Cam immediately hops up and goes and lets him in.
Fair enough.
The one time he actually texts us, and Cam goes out there, he's like, bro, where are you?
So, is this the epitome of, like, off-season talk right here? Making a story out of nothing in July?
Yes. These Twitter people are annoying as hell. I've had about enough of them. These fake accounts, or not fake accounts, but these just like, you know, Smokey Neyland one at, you know, these accounts, they freak out about all this stuff. It's stupid. It's annoying.
That was pretty much it, right? Where, I mean, yeah, he was just pretty much saying.
I mean, that's basically it. There's really no story, except that Niedermeyer had to tweet about it, and then, you know, David Uber says he's not leaving anywhere. And that's it. This guy's not even on campus.
He's not on campus yet?
Is he? I mean,
yeah, he's on campus.
I mean, he's not even a.
I mean, he hasn't started. I mean,
he's not even a player yet.
He hasn't played for Tennessee yet. No, that is correct. Now, granted, he was one of, you know, signing day's biggest signings, right? I mean, this was a guy that Tennessee, I don't want to say got from nowhere, but it was, okay, Alabama. Oh, wait, no, wait, he's going to come to Tennessee. Cool. And it's a guy you consider a blue chipper, but I'm kind of like you. Like, I mean, it's not like this is a returning contributor. Is he someone who could be good? Yeah. But is he someone who I think, if he's already having doubts, it's kind of like, is this kind of like what we talked about with Gus Malzahn? Like, if you're already, like, worried about this guy not liking it here, like, is this probably going to end well at Tennessee?
Probably not. It could end up being like a...
I feel like it's going to be hard for a freshman to come in and contribute right away at linebacker. I don't imagine the freshman year going too well, but this could be like maybe to me the only biggest frustration would be like, man, this would be the second blue chip linebacker that Tennessee assigned that you've had issues with.
I think on a team like Tennessee on this roster, a young linebacker could probably contribute
big contributions. I mean, like where he's coming in and
yeah, I mean we're not Alabama, you know, like
sure,
like AJ.
We are not Alabama.
Well, think about like you
can
know.
I get the breaking horn alert? Do we have the horn? Breaking news: we are not Alabama.
Think about you remember AJ Johnson and Kurt Majette when they were young. Darren Kirkland. I mean, we've had linebackers come in early and contribute. I mean, I'm not thinking we're stacked at linebacker, are we? We got Batuli.
I mean, I think of Jalen Reese-Maven, who I think is the best linebacker we've had here in the last 6 or 7 years, and he was the guy who had to play special teams his freshman year.
Yeah, but AJ Johnson, Kurt Majette, and Darren Kirkland didn't have to. Okay. Kirkland was only good for the 1 year.
But. Yeah. I mean, again, I'm looking at Jalen Reese-Maven, who I think is the best of all those. And
what about Jerod Mayo?
Did he play a lot as a freshman?
I don't remember.
I said the last like 7 or 8 years. Isn't Gerard Mayo like late 2000s, or mid 2000s?
About Kevin Simon, Kevin Burnett. Remember those guys?
Mm-hmm. Again, aren't those like pre 2010?
About Al Wilson.
Yeah, wasn't he like pre millennium?
He played a long time ago. Yes.
Yeah. So when I talk about Jalen Reese-Maven being the best the last 5 or 6 or 7 years, like kind of excluding.
I mean,
those
Reggie
guys.
White wasn't a linebacker, but as an edge rusher.
I mean, I guess he could have been a linebacker here in this 3-4 defense, right? You put him out on the edge, although maybe he'd be more of the
Bill Duff.
Yeah.
As a freshman, Gerard Mayo had 10 tackles.
Okay.
Compared to his junior season where he had 80.
So you talk about being kind of tough for guys to make impact as freshman.
Paul Puzlesny. You remember him?
That was a Penn State guy, I thought.
It was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Patrick Willis. Could have been ours.
Wanted to be ours.
Are you just naming linebackers now?
Ray Lewis.
Anybody else you want to get off your chest?
No.
That's it? That's all you got for me?
I'm finished.
That's it.
Brian Urlacher.
Do you know where Brian Urlacher went to school?
Where did Brian Urlacher go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. I'm convinced. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports. We'll come back with winners and losers of the weekend. You want to expound on that before we go to break, just to prove the audience that you know?
Nah, I don't care if they think I know or not. I know. That's all that matters to me.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, Ben. You believe him? Thumbs down from Ben.
Don't Cam, care what Ben thinks either.
Cam going thumbs down. I believe in you.
I know you do.
You definitely know where he went. Go ahead and prove me right. Tell everybody.
I will during the break.
It's clean water.
All right, Finn Balor, a loser of the weekend. He lost his championship last night. New Intercontinental Champion. Finn Balor lost to Shinsuke. We also have his music that we play, so shout out to him. At least one of our guys won last night. Let's play winners and losers of the weekend. Ben Lee, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
All right, Cody, hit me with your winners of the weekend.
All right, John. Number three for me, let's go with Ben Simmons. The Sixers' Ben Simmons has agreed to a 5-year, $170 million max contract extension. So long-term extension makes him a Sixer for the next several years. Say, when you're getting paid, you're always a winner, right? It's good to be paid.
That is correct.
Yeah, I think so. Number two for me, I'm going to go with Lewis Hamilton winning the British Grand Prix. It's a big weekend for him getting number five. And my number one winner, I go with tennis fans.
Okay.
Getting to see that exceptional match yesterday. What, over 5 hours, right, with Djokovic and Federer? Went over 5 hours. It's a long one. It was a marathon. Both guys gave it all they had, and you know, really, that's what you're looking for in tennis. Both players to just put it all out there on the line.
Just leave everything out there. Put it all out there. You want your guys to collapse as they're leaving the court, correct?
And that's what happened. I mean, Roger Federer, to see him just put it all out on display again,
mm-hmm.
like he has so many times, and against a legend like Djokovic at Wimbledon, you couldn't have painted a more beautiful tennis picture than the one we all witnessed yesterday as tennis fans.
All right, not a bad list. For number three for me, I'll go with aliens. Aliens dominated the conversation all weekend, right? I mean, Area 51 is popping. The memes were on fire of people going to break out their aliens. Now, I will say there's some potential to be big losers here as somebody in the Air Force came out and said, hey, we stand ready to protect America and its assets if you think about coming to Area 51 later this year. He was pressed by the Washington Post on Friday about how officials plan to respond to those who turn up. Basically said, Area 51 is an open training range for U.S. Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train our forces. We are ready to protect our people, a.k.a. we're going to shoot you all. So who knows if this actually happens, but aliens have to be a big winner of the weekend. They dominated the news cycle. Number two for me, I will go with my second biggest winner of the weekend, Novak Djokovic. Novak Djokovic getting number five, Wimbledon, like you said. I believe it was his 18th major overall. which ties him for which I guess moves him. Is he tied for second with Nadal, or stands alone, or is he tied for second, or right there one behind in third? I'll have to get that answer. Just trying to put this list together
for Grand Slams or just victories. Grand Slams, I'm pretty sure it's 1, 2, 3: Federer, Nadal, Djokovic.
Federer, Nadal, Djokovic.
Me and Nate were talking about it this morning.
Right.
Humble brag.
So Federer's got 20, right? He was looking for 21. He's got 20.
Mm-hmm.
Nadal's got 18. And Djokovic now has 16, so he's third alone, right? Okay. Federer's going to kick himself because I feel like Nadal's going to win at least one more French Open. Might get hawked down by these guys. Djokovic still got some extra years, too, so... big loser yesterday was Federer, maybe, but instead I made Djokovic a winner. Number one, my biggest winner of the weekend's got to be my man, Woody. Shout out to Woody Harrelson. Dominated the weekend. Became a meme, which is cool, and just reminded everyone just how cool Woody is. If Woody's not in your top five celebrities you want to hang out with, I feel like you're doing things wrong. Who's your top five? Is Woody on there?
No.
You're doing things wrong.
Gonna go with Keith Richards, number one. Number two, did I say Keith Richards yet? Number three, Mick Jagger. No, I actually don't really like Jagger. I'm more of a Keith guy. John Daly. Got to put John Daly up there.
Who's your number five?
De Niro. Want to talk to De Niro. Just put Pacino on there, too. No, hold on. De Niro... I don't know. No, take De Niro off and put me Pacino and Pesci. I want to talk to Pesci and just see how angry he could get.
Which, by the way, we're all losers for making the Bagel Boss guy famous. Have you seen the Bagel Boss guy? Did you see him pop up on Twitter? Not the videos, but now he has his own Twitter.
No,
where he's like reenacting these videos and
I
like
saw the interview he did.
Yeah, no, now he's like got his own Twitter account. He's trying to like really cash in on it.
You know what? Actually, I think this interview's over. I don't like you very much.
Yeah, no, now he's got his own Twitter account where he's trying to recreate things where he's very angry, and it's all going to be bad. But those are my winners of the weekend: Aliens, Novak Djokovic, and Woody Harrelson. Danielle, your top five of people you want to hang out with? Came pretty close, right?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Any submissions you want to take off or put on?
I think you forgot Carlin.
He's dead.
If he was alive, though, yeah.
But maybe Howard Stern belongs in the top five then.
I'd put Howard Stern on.
Yeah, Howard's in the top five.
And hey, you're just doing yourself a disservice if you wouldn't have Howard Stern on your list.
I didn't say I wouldn't have Howard Stern.
He's the greatest of our profession.
I didn't say I wouldn't put him in my top five.
Greatest of our profession.
Is he still considered the greatest?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's mellowed out in
but
his old age.
But based, like, off, like, past accomplishments, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's time to shut it down. But, I mean, I'd say he's still the best active interviewer out there.
How old is he?
He's probably 60 by now.
65.
65?
Yeah. Robin's 66.
Yeah, they're getting up there.
Yeah, it might be time to...
It's about time to shut it down.
The good news about radio is, I mean, it's always talk. Although, like, he does,
until you lose
he does
your
4
voice.
Hours, right?
Yeah.
Every day, that would be kind of exhausting.
Yeah. Well, they don't do every day now live. I think they only do 3 days a week.
Oh, really?
I think so. I don't know. I don't have Sirius XM in my car anymore. I wish I did. He's still great, though. I mean, It's still funny.
That would be a lot of pressure, though, to be the best at your profession and, like,
yeah, like when you come in and you're just not feeling it one day.
Like people constantly needing you to perform.
Yeah, like when we come in, sometimes I can tell if I have a bad day. I'm like, I kind of suck today.
Yeah.
But it's not as big of a deal, you know?
It is
but
to
if
me.
You're Howard Stern, like it's, you know. Well, I mean, even you too. I'm just saying like some days are going to be better than others.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some days you just don't feel as funny or as, you know, you're tired or something. I don't know.
It would be a bad feeling if like millions of people listened.
Yeah. Like, hey, you suck today. All right. I'll try to be better tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you for your feedback.
Yeah. No, you guys pretty much got my list, though. I mean, you
know. That's good.
Yeah.
You want to take a crack at my list?
I'd say you're pretty predictable, too.
Okay. What you got?
Probably like Zac Efron.
What?
Probably. I'm just thinking. Yeah,
what?
Dwight Howard.
Okay.
Probably Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Maybe JoJo.
Yeah.
Basically a bunch of pop singers and a couple NBA players.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Losers?
Yeah, loser of the weekend.
Okay, losers for me. Number three, I'm going to go with the Red Sox.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, I mean, you seem like a Zac Efron guy. Speaking of losers, Russell Smith walking out. Number three, I'm going to go with the Boston Red Sox. You know, they're not having a very good year. I saw last night they're 9.5 games back, and they really had a chance against the Dodgers. That was a hell of a game, Sunday Night Baseball, yep. Which I actually watched, believe it or not. And it went to 12 innings, and the Dodgers were able to put up 3 runs at the end to close it out.
How did you feel watching your Dodgers do that?
I mean, obviously the Cardinals are my baseball team.
Yeah, but did you feel like, man, I made a bad decision leaving these guys?
No, I mean, they're leading. They're first in the NL West. I mean, I do enjoy watching the Dodgers. You know, that I'm not going to say they're my second favorite team because I have one team for every sport that's documented. But I do enjoy watching the Dodgers, and, you know, I pull for them over the Red Sox. So, anyway, I was just watching, and I was thinking, man, the Red Sox are kind of losers. They're having a down year. So that's number three. Number two for me, going to go with New York City. Did you see all the stuff happening in New York over the weekend with the blackout?
That's all I saw. What else happened?
Massive power outage. Well, I mean, obviously with something like that, you'll have other things, you know, looting and things of that nature.
Okay.
But around 72,000 energy customers experienced the blackout in New York City Saturday night as a massive power outage hit the west side. They still don't know what happened. They got the power back on, but the officials in New York still don't know why it happened. Apparently, there could be more power outages in the city. Thousands of customers in a 40-block stretch from Times Square in Midtown Manhattan to 72nd and Broadway on the Upper West Side were affected. That's big news when you have a power outage like that in New York City, you know, because there's just so many people, just millions and millions of people.
No, that's scary.
Just, imagine just being out there in the dark with all those people. I mean, those people basically knew what it felt like to be in the on the Titanic.
Every time my power goes out, I'm convinced I'm getting ready to get killed.
Yeah.
Especially if it's not a real bad storm outside, and I'm like, okay, well, this is it. Someone's cut my power, and they're here to kill me.
Exactly.
It was fun.
Number one losers.
Now I'm dead.
Number one losers for me, I'm going to go with politics Twitter. That was very annoying yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Well, you had the Trump tweets, and then you had all the people talking about why the Trump tweets are bad. It just floods the timeline, man.
What was the argument yesterday?
And I'm talking both sides, too. These strong Republicans and strong Democrats. It's annoying as hell. It was just really...
Did something happen yesterday? Like, grinding, in particular, what were really they arguing about?
Grinding my gears.
Were they
yesterday.
Still arguing about Megan
You
Rapp?
Saw the tweet.
No,
you
I really
saw,
didn't.
You saw Trump's tweets.
Oh, those tweets.
About the...
Okay. No, I really...
Go back to your country.
I got you. Know. I really had no clue what you were talking about. Okay, so that.
It was just annoying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to enjoy some tennis, have a sure. nice, wholesome Sunday. Sure. And you can't even get on Twitter without seeing these people. It's either the Trumpkins or it's the people bashing Trump. You know, it's one or the other. You can't get around it. And it's going to be even worse as we get closer to the next election.
Yeah, when's the next debate?
I don't know.
Do you know when the next Democratic debate is?
I do kind of enjoy the debates. Those are entertaining to me. But it's these Twitter personalities. You know, I've been getting...
Just mute people, man. Mute these, people in the
Twitter's been grinding my gears lately. And really, between the
July 30th.
Between the Vol Twitter people and then the politics people, I'm just like, ugh. Yeah. Give me a new app.
So I just hang out on the Discord myself.
I like the Discord. That's a good place.
My losers of the weekend, number three for me, Serena Williams, absolutely dominated. She got taken to the woodshed by Simona Halep.
I said, did you say woodship?
Wood, yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Like the Mayfield or the Mayflower?
How does that feel?
That was a woodship.
How does that feel?
To try to
make fun of me and then you
makes
mess
me
up.
Feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like an idiot. We could be idiots together
on
that.
I'm off. I'm off the hot seat now.
Does that pull you off the hook?
You just put your ass in the jackpot, my friend.
I was trying to
trying to make fun of me and you ended up looking like an idiot.
I was trying to be a smart ass.
How does it feel?
Your blunder was way worse.
Trying to look like a smart ass revealed yourself as a dumbass. How does it feel?
Yeah, my bad. I feel pretty dumb.
Number one loser of the day so far, Cody McClure. But Serena, she had a chance to win a Grand Slam and got dominated from the jump. Halep just, You knew Serena had to overpower her, but Halep was just like a wall. You hit it to her anywhere in bounds, and she was probably going to get it back over the net. Dominating performance. Serena, though, losing opportunities and dominated in a final again. Number two for me, it's weird. I didn't think you'd have this one. You said Boston Red Sox. I'll say Boston Red Sox fans because it's always a story like during their late games. They run the story like, hey, the last train back is leaving at 12:10. Yep,
I saw that.
And bottom of the 11th inning, the Red Sox had a leadoff double with a chance to score one run and win and have time to catch the train.
And they missed both.
They did not, the terrible base running by Jackie Bradley Jr. He got thrown out at third on a ground ball to the left side of the field. You don't try to take third when there's a sharp hit ground ball to the left side of the field. What are you doing? He got out. Red Sox inning went a little bit longer. They end up not scoring. You miss the train. Very next half inning, the Dodgers scored three runs. So you lost, and you had to find alternate rides back home.
Should have just left when you had the chance.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have.
Then you had to take the Uber.
A lot of people Ubering.
Lots of Ubers in Boston.
Not many people parked the car. They had to take a car back to the harbor, and the Uber surcharge was through the roof.
The Uber at the harbor was surging.
They're my second biggest losers of the weekend. Number one for me, my guy Seth Rollins. Brock Lesnar came in, cashed in, took his belt. And his girlfriend got hit with a finishing move. Wrestling's slowly getting away from the PG, Cody. I showed you the close-up of the cameraman going real close on that female wrestler.
Oh, so we're back to hitting women now?
Yeah.
Nice.
Baron Corbin gave Becky Lynch a pretty tough finishing move, which then made Seth Rollins snap. So then he beats up Baron Corbin and wins. So he thought he was going to keep the belts, but then Brock Lesnar's music hits. He comes in with the briefcase, says, hey, cash me out. Now I'm the champ. No, just cash me out like my chips.
Outside?
I'm cashing in my contract, and now I'm
– how about that?
No, I'm going to win the championship. So Seth Rollins not only let his girlfriend get beat up, he then lost his title. So he's my biggest loser of the weekend. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Beth Gators. I want to know. Yeah. In Tennessee.
Okay.
Apparently the Loretta Police Department in Tennessee.
In Tennessee?
Yeah, it's somewhere in Tennessee. Investigators said they caught someone attempting to flush meth along with several items of paraphernalia down the toilet on Saturday. The department advised against disposing of drugs, including pills, via sewage because when you send something down the sewer pipe, it ends up in our retention ponds for processing before it is then sent downstream, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what's turning the frogs transgender. We've been all over this story.
Our sewer guys take great pride in releasing water. I love how the police department said, our sewer guys. That's just what they call them. Sewer guys. Could have at least given them a professional title or something. They take great pride in releasing water that is cleaner than what is in the creek. But they are not really prepared for meth. In addition to birds, officials said if the water headed far enough downstream, it would create meth gators in Shoal Creek and the Tennessee River down there in North Alabama. They've had enough methed up animals the past few weeks without our help, so if you need to dispose of your drugs, give us a call and we'll make sure they are disposed of in the proper way. Now that's just a trick from the police department. You do not want to give them a call. They will come and take your drugs and they will get rid of them, but you know they'll take you to jail. I don't know what the best way is to dispose of illegal drugs. Probably flush them down the toilet, I would guess. I don't know.
I mean, if you want meth gators.
Only in Shoal Creek, wherever that is. You ever heard of Shoal Creek?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
let's go with J.R. Smith.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No,
Texas woman doing something really weird for 3 years.
Yep.
Living with her dead mother.
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
Oh, man. Found skeletal remains in a residence. Investigators believe Delissa Navone, Creighton's 71-year-old mother, fell in 2016, hit her head, and died a few days later while lying on the floor. The fall was non-life-threatening, but Creighton did not provide assistance for her mother. Oh, my God. This is the saddest story ever. The remains were located in one room of the home while Creighton and her daughter lived in the second bedroom. Investigators said they're awaiting final confirmation to identify the remains. She was arrested for injury to a child under the age of 15 through recklessly by omission, causing to a child serious mental deficiency, impairment, or injury. It's a second degree punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison and a fine. Is there not like anything like criminal negligence here? Like, can she not get like secondary manslaughter? Or is that a thing? Like, I feel like her actions led to the death of her mom, right? Like, they just said like the falls were non-life threatening, but she didn't help her mom. Aren't you obligated to help somebody? Like, or call the ambulance or do something, right?
I can't imagine not helping my mom if something like that happened.
I didn't know, like, you could just file it to the law, like, not my problem. Yeah, she fell. Not my problem.
She fell. She never got up. What do you want me to do about it?
Well, she's facing a second-degree felony punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison and up to a $10,000 fine. So we'll see. I guess the police are expecting more charges against her, so maybe they'll handle the mom stuff next when they identify that it's her. I don't know. That's a really creepy story.
Yeah, that's a rough one there.
You should have stopped on the J.R. Smith one.
Apparently. Jellyfish spotted by divers is...
Ooh, I've seen this big old jellyfish. Stop!
He's a big one. This guy's a real hoss. This is a giant jellyfish the size of a human. Human! Think about the size of the average human. Average American these days is what? Probably 280 pounds? Giant jellyfish the size of a human spotted by divers off the English coast. This guy is big. I don't really know
That's
another
terrifying.
Way.
Terrifying.
I don't know another way to describe it other than it's the size of a human. Actually, it's bigger than a human.
That's terrifying.
If you stood the jellyfish up from, you know, the round part to the end of the tentacle, it would be, I'd say this is maybe an 8-footer. I mean, it's longer than this human beside it. And it's probably twice as wide as the average human. I'd say it's the size of about 4 humans standing sitting on each other's shoulders.
I wonder what happens if you get stung by that bad boy.
You'd probably die. I don't know.
And take a lot of urine.
You'd have a really bad
You get stung by that big jellyfish and you're in a lot of trouble.
Don't you love the sea, man?
No. I hate the sea.
All the deep stuff down there, these creatures that just...
No thanks.
It's cool.
No, I'm good. No thanks.
I don't know how else to describe this story. It's just a huge jellyfish. Biggest one you ever saw. Jellyfishes are very ugly.
I got stung by a jellyfish once. It was not fun.
I did too.
Brazilian priest. Pop your brains! Was videoed saying Los Gordas, no van, al cielo. Los Gordas, no van, al cielo. Do you know what that translates to?
The fat.
Okay.
What was the third word? Los Gordas.
Las Gordas, no van, al cielo.
The fat young ocean. The fat new.
Well, no van is do not go, because van, vamos, vir. Veer is to go, vamos.
The fat
let's
new,
go. Von is they don't go. So
what is it? New Von?
No Von.
That doesn't mean new.
No Von means do not go.
The fat do not go.
Close. Gordas. So it's a feminine. So
the fat woman.
The fat women do not go.
Do not go.
All is to cielo.
All.
He's a Brazilian priest.
The fat women do not go to the altar.
Go to heaven.
Oh.
So a fat woman ran from behind him, and she's not really fat, but she came and pushed him off the stage from behind.
The fat woman.
And slammed him down to the ground.
Really?
He was on stage talking about how fat women do not go to heaven, and she came and bounced him right up off the stage.
He might not go to heaven either.
It's a pretty good video. She just comes and trucks him.
Oh, yeah.
Hits the Madden truck stick on him and throws him off the stage.
She sure did.
He says, no gordas, or Las Gordas, no van al cielo. She said, lo siento, I was going to say Papa, like, no Santo Father. Does that mean, I don't know. And she shot him right off the stage.
She said, I may not be going to heaven, but you're not going to continue this sermon, jackass.
I'll tell you somewhere you're going, right down here into the mosh pit, and threw him.
Take that.
Apparently, those jellyfish are barrel jellyfish that do not sting, and they're harmless, says Alex.
They don't look harmless.
They look really scary. But apparently, they can't sting you, because that would just be unfair if a big-ass jellyfish could just get you like that.
Kids take a joyride in an Australian SUV.
Gas, brake, dip, dip. Gas, brake, dip, dip.
You really sad about this one or something?
Bear watches sunrise from hotel veranda. In New Hampshire's White Mountains.
But really, I just want to talk about how dumb it is that all these people keep chasing all these bears. Have you seen these videos? I saw another one from Cade's Cove of just this guy running up to a mama bear trying to tell her to go somewhere else. And she was like, what? Started running at him, and then he got scared.
I wish the bear would have mauled him to death.
No, because then the bear gets killed.
I wish the bear would have mauled him to death and then made it away.
They would have found her.
How would they have known it was her?
Usually you can find, like, blood on them.
Why do we value dumbass humans over bears? Why do the bears have to be put down when this stuff happens?
I guess because maybe there's something to if a bear attacks a human one time, maybe he gets the taste for blood, well, and then he
maybe
wants
we
all
should,
of a sudden wants humans.
Maybe we shouldn't be walking around in their neighborhood all the time. You know?
I don't disagree with that.
It's like the south side of Chicago. If you don't want to get shot, don't go walk around in the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, why are we doing this with the bears?
You don't want to get bit by a shark? You know where you don't go?
The ocean.
The ocean. Shark ain't going to bite you if you just go hang out in your pool. I mean, if they do, then you have the right to kill them. Pool shark, what is it? Oh, pool shark.
Sharks in the pools.
Yeah, it's gonna be a thumb down. Thumbs down for me. Okay. What do we think about the show today? 7.5 out of 10?
72 out of 100.